Penguin Random House Audio presents Shinrin Yoku, The Art and Science of Forest Bathing, by Dr. Ching Li. Read for you by Ramon Tikaram. Introduction. Our relationship to forests. We all know how good being in nature can make us feel. We have known it for millennia. The sounds of the forest, the scent of the trees, the sunlight playing through the leaves, the fresh, clean air. These things give us a sense of comfort. They ease our stress and worry, help us to relax and to think more clearly. Being in nature can restore our mood, give us back our energy and vitality, refresh and rejuvenate us. We know this deep in our bones. It is like an intuition or an instinct, a feeling that is sometimes hard to describe. In Japanese, we have a word for those feelings that are too deep for words, yugen. Yugen gives us a profound sense of the beauty and mystery of the universe. It is about this world, but suggests something beyond it. The playwright Zyami Motokiyo describes it as the subtle shadows of bamboo on bamboo, the feeling you get when you watch the sun sink behind a flower-clad hill, or when you wander in a huge forest without thought of return. I feel this way when I'm in nature. I think of my childhood in a small village. I remember the green poplar forests in spring and summer and the yellow leaves in autumn. I recall the games of hide-and-seek I played in the trees with my friends, and the animals we used to find, like rabbits and foxes, Chinese hamsters and squirrels. There was a beautiful apricot forest in my village, which flowered pink all through April. I can still remember the taste of the apricots we harvested in the autumn. But what exactly is this feeling that is so hard to put into words? What lies behind it? How does nature make us feel this way? I am a scientist, not a poet, and I have been investigating the science behind that feeling for many years. I want to know why we feel so much better when we are in nature. What is this secret power of trees that makes us so much healthier and happier? Why is it that we feel less stressed and have more energy just by walking in the forest? Some people study forests. Some people study medicine. I study forest medicine to find out all the ways in which walking in the forest can improve our well-being. When was the last time you strolled in a forest or walked through woodland so beautiful it made you stop and marvel? When did you last notice the spring buds unfurling or look closely at the frost patterns on a winter leaf? I wonder instead how many hours you spent looking at a screen today and how many times you checked your phone. In your air-conditioned or heated office, you might not even have noticed the weather. You could have missed the changing of the seasons altogether. Did you realize that it's spring outside, that autumn has turned? I no longer live in the countryside. I now live in Tokyo, one of the largest cities in the world, and the one with the most people. From a little fishing port in the old Musashi province, Tokyo has grown into the most crowded city in the world, with a population of around 13.5 million. That is about 11% of Japan's total population. And we are crammed into 2,191 square kilometers, or 0.06% of the total area of Japan. In other words, in Tokyo, there are 6,158 people per square kilometer. As a comparison, London has 1,510 inhabitants per square kilometer, Paris 2,844, and New York 1,800. But I am lucky. I work right next to a park with a famous shrine where there are lots of trees. From my office window, I can see beautiful scenery, and I walk in the shrine at lunchtime almost every day. There are huge ginkgo trees, cherry trees, and a 300-year-old azalea garden with thousands of different varieties, some with tiny flowers, like the Fuji Tsutsuji, and some with flowers as big as wheels, like the Hanaguruma. They flower in April and May, in shades of deep red, pink, and white. I love to see the cherry trees blossom, and as the summer moves on, I enjoy the many different shades of green. In the autumn, the leaves of the ginkgo change to a dramatic yellow. There was a delicious calming breeze when I went for my walk at lunchtime today, and I noticed that, yes, the ginkgo is beginning to get its lovely autumnal colour. At the weekends, I visit the green parks of Tokyo and spend several hours there. And every Monday afternoon, I take my students for a walk. Actually, this is more than just a walk. We are practicing what we in Japan call forest bathing, or shinrin yoku. Shinrin in Japanese means forest, and yoku means bath. So, shinrin yoku means bathing in the forest atmosphere, or taking in the forest through our senses. This is not exercise, or hiking, or jogging. It is simply being in nature, connecting with it through our sense of sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. Indoors, we tend to use only two senses, our eyes and our ears. Outside is where we can smell the flowers, taste the fresh air, look at the changing colors of the trees, hear the birds singing, and feel the breeze on our skin. And when we open up our senses, we begin to connect to the natural world. We are part of the natural world. Our rhythms are the rhythms of nature. As we walk slowly through the forest, seeing, listening, smelling, tasting, and touching, we bring our rhythms into step with nature. Shinrin yoku is like a bridge. By opening our senses, it bridges the gap between us and the natural world. And when we are in harmony with the natural world, we can begin to heal. Our nervous system can reset itself. Our bodies and minds can go back to how they ought to be. No longer out of kilter with nature, but once again in tune with it, we are refreshed and restored. We may not travel very far on our forest walk, but in connecting us with nature, shinrin yoku takes us all the way home to our true selves. Biophilia hypothesis. The concept that humans have a biological need to connect with nature has been called biophilia, from the Greek meaning love of life and the living world. The concept was made popular by the American biologist E.O. Wilson in 1984. He believed that because we evolved in nature, we have a biological need to connect with it. We love nature because we learned to love the things that helped us to survive. We feel comfortable in nature because that is where we have lived for most of our life on Earth. We are genetically determined to love the natural world. It is in our DNA. And this affinity for the natural world is fundamental to our health. Contact with nature is as vital to our well-being as regular exercise and a healthy diet. Our existence depends on this propensity. Our spirit is woven from it. Hope rises on its currents, wrote Wilson. We are hardwired to affiliate with the natural world. And just as our health improves when we are in it, so our health suffers when we are divorced from it. Why Japan? It is no surprise that shinrin yoku developed in Japan. The Japanese are a forest civilization. Their culture, philosophy, and religion are carved out of the forests that blanket the country, not to mention all manner of everyday things from houses and shrines to walking sticks and spoons. Two-thirds of the country is covered in forest. It may be one of the most densely populated countries in the world, but it is also one of the greenest, with a huge diversity of trees. If you fly over Japan, you will be amazed to see how green it is. 3,000 miles of forest, from subarctic Hokkaido in the north to subtropical Okinawa in the south, with the Japanese Alps in the middle, a spine of forested mountains known as the roof of the island. It is sometimes referred to as the Green Archipelago. The only other countries with similar amounts of forest are Finland and Sweden, and they are much less densely populated. Perhaps the most famous Japanese tree is the sugi, or Japanese cedar, which is like the redwoods and giant sequoias of California.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?